dismissed for children's worship.
現在兒童可以去下面兒童崇拜。
We are very pleased this morning to have a guest speaker.
我們很高興今天我們有一個牧師是新跟我們講道。
He is a missionary to Taiwan.
他是在台灣做差傳工作的牧師。
It's Reverend Dr. Moses Wong.
王俊豪牧師
and he will bring today's message titled Doers of the Word.
他今天跟我們講到是行道者。
We turn his time over to him.
我們給時間他。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
好高兴能够有机会来到这个教会来分享神的道。
I'm very happy to be here to be among the brothers and sisters to share with you today's message.
今天我要分享的主题是行道者。
Today here, the main theme is to be the doer of God's word.
如果你有读过雅各书的话
If you have studied the book of James,
雅各书就好似一本关于处世待人嘅百科全书一样。
The book of James is like an encyclopedia of how to live your life.
咁你要睇到雅各书讲好多个主题。
And you see that in the book of James, there are talked about many topics.
主要系同信心有关系。
They all revolve around faith.
雅各书有一个好重要主题。
One of the very important themes of James.
就是咩系什么是真实嘅信心
？What is true faith？
真实嘅信心唔系口讲啫。
A true faith is not just spoken。
从雅各嘅角度嚟讲咧，真实嘅信心系要行出嚟嘅。
In the view of James, he says that a real faith is shown by action。
系真实嘅，从你生命流露出嚟，系众人可以看得见嘅。
A true faith is something that outflows from within that others people can see。
咁喺今日呢段嘅经文入面，同样嘅系延续开呢个主题。
And here in the passage that we have read today, it follows along in this main theme。
雅各教导我哋两个好重要原因，为什么我哋唔能够只系单单嘅听到？
James uses this passage with two examples to tell us why we cannot just listen to the word of God.
还要行道呢?
But to act it out.
意思话把神的话语实践在我们的日常生活当中。
That is to apply the word of God in our daily lives.
我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
亲爱天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你能够在这个早晨里头让我们一起来敬拜你。
We thank you for that we can come before you this morning to worship you.
能够来聆听你的道。
To hear your word.
求神赐俾你仆人有呢个能力，同埋翻译嘅都能够有呢个能力嚟传讲呢个道。
May you give your servant and the translator the ability to share to teach your word。
求神你打开我哋弟兄姊妹嘅心嚟领受你真道。
May you open the hearts of the brothers and sisters to receive your teaching。
将以下时间恭敬嘅交托在恩手当中。
We give all these that will take place in your hand in Jesus' name we pray。
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray。
嗱，我哋嚟睇第一个原因。
So here we will look at the first reason。
嗱，第一雅各讲。我哋系必要作呢个神嘅话语嘅实践者。
Here James tells us the reason why we need to be the doer of the word，
因为只做一位听道者就系自欺欺人。
Because becoming just to be a listening of the word， we are deceiving ourselves。
所以雅各嘅教导系其实效法开主耶稣基督嘅教导。
Here James is exemplifying the teaching of Christ。
嗱，如果你记得喺马太福音七章廿四到廿七节
，If you remember in Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27，
嗱，耶稣曾经讲过，所以凡听见我这话就去行嘅，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子总不倒塌因为根基立在磐石上凡听见这话不去行的好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上雨淋水冲水冲的 风吹的撞房子就倒塌了并且倒塌得好大
Matthew 7:24. It says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. When the rain fell and the flood came, the wind blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it has been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the flood came and the winds blew against the house and it fell, and great was the fall of it."
雅各教导除了耶稣基督，似耶稣基督，就好像保罗在罗马书二章十三节所讲的，原来在上帝面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法的称义。
Paul not only used Christ's example, but he also followed the teachings of Paul, where Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 2:13, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified."
雅各教导又好似呢个先知以西结警告以色列人嘅虚伪一样。
And James also teaches as the prophet Ezekiel was warning the Israelites of their hypocrisy, of their hypocrisy.
先知以西结在以西结书33:31-32咁样讲：他们嚟到你这里，如同民嚟聚会，坐在你面前，仿佛是我的民。他们听你的话，却不去行，因为他们口多显爱情，心却追随财利。
The prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 31 to 32, it says, "And they come to you as people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear what you say, but they will not do it. For with lustful talk in their mouth they act. Their hearts is set on their gain. And behold, you are to them like one who sings lustful songs with a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear what you say, but they will not do it."
在雅各书1:23，使徒雅各用一个比喻来形容那些只听道不行道的人。
And here in James chapter 1, verse 22, he uses an example of these hearers, but who are not doers.
就好像站在镜前边睇自己嘅样一样。
He is like a person who is standing in front of a mirror looking at himself.
嗱，请注意，雅各冇教导我哋吓，呢度冇教导我哋一个信徒应该靠着自己去追求完美嘅生命，唔系咁样样。
Here James does not teach that a believer must pursue a perfect life by himself.
嗱，如果你记得即系话喺呢个雅各书有读过雅各书嘅，就系。在前面一段的经文，在上文里头就是，一位信徒应当靠神的话语，因为神的道是赐生命的道。
And if you study the previous chapters of James, James is telling us that a believer should rely on the word of God, because God's word is a life-giving word.
如果你稍微明白，在第一世纪的世界里面，就可能一般的家庭的家中是不会有镜的。
If you think back into the first century, that in a typical household, there is no mirror.
就算家中有镜的那些百姓，他们一般的镜只不过是擦亮的铁片或者是铜片。
And even if they had some sort of a mirror, it was just a very shiny or polished sheet of iron or copper that they used at that time.
不是现代一般用的玻璃做的只镜。
They do not have the mirrors that are made of glass of what we have today.
所以因此有好多旧阵时嘅人咧，喺睇到自己嘅样嘅时候咧，对自己样系唔认识嘅。
So therefore, a person in that time, when they look in the mirror, they don't really recognize themselves.
唔系似而家我哋睇得咁清楚、咁详细。
It's not like we in the present days, we are so clear and focused and detailed.
所以当我照镜。嘅时候，从镜中睇到个像咧，唔系咁清楚嘅。
So for they, when they looked in the mirror, the image that they see is not that clear.
而雅各用呢个镜嚟做比喻，即系话咧
，James uses this mirror as an example is to say，
当一个人听见神嘅道而不行道，其实就好似一个人只睇见真相一刹那就过去。
And a person who just is a hearer and not a doer is like a person who looks at the mirror and totally forgets.
換句話，當一個人沒有去實踐聖經所教導的呢，
In other words, if a person does not live out the teaching of the word,
他自己學習神話語的機會呢，就好快變成一剎那好短暫的時機了。
And when they come to learning and understanding the word of God, it becomes just a flash in the light.
一種冇屬靈實質的領受。
There is no spiritual acceptance.
就好像一個人從鏡入邊睇到嘅影像一樣。
It's just like a person who looks at himself in that mirror.
唔係真實嘅佢。
It's not the real image.
嗱，其實雅各喺段經文所講嘅行道者所指嘅咧
，And here as James talk about the doer of the word, and he's pointing to
唔單止係包括一個人所做所實踐嘅事情。
It's not only encompassing of what that person does in his life.
最根本嘅係包括一個人嘅人格。
But it encompasses that person's character.
佢嘅心。
His heart,
他的理性,
his intelligence,
他的灵性,
his spirituality,
是一个全人的委身,
the whole being of the person.
我常常说一个人, 譬如说一个时常上街, 将闹事情打交的流民是一回事。
And when we talk about a
gangster,
talk about a gangster who is fighting in the streets, that's one matter, that's one instance.
当一个为国家卖命、全时间投进个战场入边打仗嘅士兵，系另外一回事。
But a soldier who would fight for his country and give up his life for the country is a different thing.
一个男人喺屋企入边做啲修修补补嘅工作系一回事。
A person who does handiworks at home.
不過我喺屋企係我太太做嘅補補修修工作，唔係我。
And the person who does the little fixing in the house and maintenance is my wife, not me.
跟住比較一個每日即係講到外邊去幫人家整嘢嘅修補工作嘅維修工人，根本係兩回事。
In comparison to a person who goes out and is a contract, is a contractor who goes and fix other people's house, they are.Different in comparison.
一个带住小朋友偶然去池塘去河边去钓鱼同一个每日太阳未出嚟就到大海深海去捕鱼嘅渔夫，根本系两回事，系咪啊
？A person who occasionally brings his family to fishing is totally different than a man who goes out to fish every day and fix the net every day.
嗱，我唔知有聽，你有冇聽過一個希臘嘅一個好重要嘅戰爭咧，係同史巴達王國係有關嘅。
And I'm not sure if you ever heard of the in the ancient history of a war that talks about the Greek history.
Yeah, 一場戰爭其實發生喺公元前四百多年。
This war took place about 400 BC. AD.
四百咯，多公元前 B.C.
B.C.
呀，咁其實呢個波斯王，因為由於波斯王朝第二次想攻取呢個希臘王國嘅土地
，and this king of Prussia, Ceres, want to invade the Greek against the king who is Leonidas.
啊，喺場戰爭嘅希臘城邦嘅。利奧里達士王帶領之下，同一個波斯王雪斯西咧，就打開三日三夜戰爭。
And here the king of Greece will fight against the king of Prussia, Xerxes, and they fought for 3 days and 3 nights.
嗱，根據史料咧，呢位波斯王雪西斯一世咧，好可能係聖經入邊嘅以斯帖書入邊嘅波斯王啦。
And according to history and data, this Persian king Xerxes is probably one in the book of Esther in the Bible, Ahasuerus, king of Persia.
亚哈瑞类喎。
Ahasuerus.
嗱，史巴达系希腊一个好重要嘅城邦。
Now Sparta is a very important city in Greece.
而波斯王系雪西西斯咧。是聚集一支很庞大的军队去攻打希腊的一个联合城邦。
And Xerxes, the king of Persia, gathered a huge army to attack the United Cities of Greece.
其实其中一位的希腊的将领就提议希腊的联合军队是应该选择一个很狭窄的地方是抵挡这个波斯王国这支很庞大的军队。
And one of the Greek generals had proposed that the Greeks will choose a very narrow place where they would stand the huge army of the Persian kingdom.
你要发觉就是为什么选这个地方呢？因为很难打的。
And why would they choose this area? Because it was difficult to fight.
因为波斯军队要攻打希利人，这个军队是必须要经过一个地方的。
Because if the Persian army were to come against Greece, they must go through this passage.
故事很复杂，我就不讲了。
This story is very complicated. I will not give you too many details.
其实根据史料就是波斯人的军队大概是100,000-300,000之间。
According to history, that the army of the Persian king was around between 10,000-300,000.
但如果你看这个史巴特军队，它只有大概是300人。
And if you look at the army of Sparta, it only consists of 300 people.
加上其他联邦的军队，大概是1,500
人。 And added to them, other people from other states, they were only about 1,500 people.
其实十几年前，好莱坞啊，Hollywood 曾经拍过一部电影叫《三百壮士》。
And over a decade ago, Hollywood made a movie about this war. It's called The 300 Spartans.
希列人这个史巴特联合军队虽然人数很少，但是 却成功地拦阻开这队波斯军队好几日。
Even though the Spartans were only a few in number, they were able to successfully hold back the whole army of Persia for a few days.
但因为内奸，去入边有内奸咧，就后来被波斯王嘅军队咧就摧残咗啦。
But then, because of a traitor within their ranks, they were finally defeated.
有一次嘅故事系咁讲嘅，有一次当希腊其他嘅联邦嘅军队嚟帮助史巴勒嘅军队嘅时候，佢哋睇到史巴勒军队只有300人咧，就非常失望啦。
And this story is as it goes that when the other part of the army came to the Sparta army, they only saw that they had 300 people. They were very disappointed.
但系呢个尼奥尼达士王咧，就问呢啲其他从其他地方联邦嚟嘅士兵咧，问一个好重要问题，就系到底你哋真正职业，即系未打仗之前系做啲咩嘅咧？
But the king Leonidas asked these other soldiers that came to help, "What is your profession?"
Yeah.结果啲兵又俾咗唔同嘅答案啦。
And these soldiers gave different answers.
嗱，有啲话讲我未打仗之前系其实做老师嘅。
And they said, oh, before I came to this war, I was a teacher.
有啲系讲我系木匠嘅。
And others says, oh, I was a carpenter.
有啲系讲我系渔夫。
And others said, I am a fisherman.
所以意思即系话佢哋唔系全时间受装备嘅兵士。
In other words, they were not full-time warriors or soldiers.
佢哋俾招军队成为兵士，只不过要应付一场。
They only became soldiers just for that one battle.
Yeah, 好似呢个今日嘅呢个乌克兰同呢个俄罗斯嘅战争系咪
？And just like the battle, the war that's taking place in Ukraine against Russia.
所以因此佢哋未参加、未加入军队之前，他们即系佢哋都有自己嘅职业嘅。
So even before they came to help in this battle, they had their own profession.
但系咧。后来史巴达这个利奥利达士王转过身来问他的兵士的时候，你请你们告诉我你们的职业是什么。
But when the king of Sparta, Leonidas, turned to his own soldiers and he asked them, what was your occupation?
利奥利达士王的人呢就一起来回答说，我们都是战士。
All the men of King Leonidas said together that we are all warriors.
Yeah, 意思是他们一直以来都是兵士。
That is to say, they throughout their lives, they were all soldiers.
所以如果你稍微了解这个史巴勒的背景的话呢，
So if you understand a little bit of the background of Spartans,
你就知道他们从小朋友就开始来训练勇士了。
You would know that they start their training as a soldier, a warrior,Even as a child.
所以以至当他们长大之后，他们好即是好即是好知道怎样是使用武器了。
So they knew from childhood to adult how to use a weapon.
随时可以上战场作战。
At any moment, they can go into battle in the field.
同样的弟兄姊妹，在这段经文，今天这段经文，使徒雅各教导我们作基督徒必须是全人的委身的。
And here what James is teaching us that we as believers or Christians must give our lives wholeheartedly.
去实践神 在聖經裏面所教導
的。And he teaches what the scripture is telling us.
同樣要成為基督的精兵的。
To be a soldier or warrior of Christ.
是一生一世的事情。
It's a lifetime thing.
雅各在這裡提到的聽道的人，就是當時候一般單單坐在那裡聽那些，哦，比如說到處周遊列國傳道講道的或者演說的。
And here Paul's reminding those who are just sitting there listening to him.
即是話，即係聽坐喺度 ，just sit there and listening.
And people who are just sitting there and listening.
你知道，我係神學，即係喺神學院教書嘅啦。
You know that I'm in the field of education.
一般做神學生都好苦啊。
And those who
the seminarians, students here.
Or those who are in seminary is very live a difficult life.
Yeah, 因為一般的神學生的功課壓力是很大的。
Because the homework of the student is very heavy.
再加上教會的侍奉。
And to add on top of that, the work in the church.
但在我的課堂當中呢,
But in my classes,
都會有一兩位所謂的旁聽生的。
And there is one or two of these who we so-called auditors.
Yeah. 旁聽生的意思就是坐在旁邊聽的那種學生了。
An auditor is a person who sits on the side and listens.
嗱，依度我要澄清嘅一樣嘢咧。
Let me clarify this.
我冇意思要貶低旁聽生哦。
I'm not making light or putting down auditors.
其實旁聽係一件好嘅事情嘅。
To audit is good.
特別你喺未清楚知道能不能夠撥出時間或全時間上課時候，旁聽係好好嘅。
To audit or to listen before you dedicate your life or to go full time is a good thing.
嗱，旁聽生就係唔似一般嘅全時間修科嘅學生，係咪
？An auditor is not like a person who has a full time study.
我時常講，旁聽生就係嗰啲唔需要為退而喺課堂上所聽到嘅負責任嗰啲學生啦。
When I say that these auditors, are not responsible like those people, those students who are in the class full time. They're not responsible.
因為佢哋唔需要交功課。
Because they don't have to hand in their homework.
唔需要參加考試。
You don't have to take tests.
啊，太好了，係咪
？Isn't that good?
其實我同我太太喺依個Westminster 神學院都有做過旁聽生。
In reality, me and my wife were auditors in some of the classes at Westminster.
但係差啲頂姊妹，但係好可惜啊！今日喺教會入邊卻有許多嘅旁聽生。
But unfortunately, today in our church we have too many auditors.
每個主日都嚟聽神嚟學習神嘅話語。
Every day you come and you listen to the word of God.
但每個星期每個週日所學嘅都冇藏喺心裏邊。
But what you heard is not stored in your hearts.
更唔好講喺日常生活如何去實踐神嘅道。
And don't even say how to apply it in your daily life.
佢哋就係聽見就忘記啦。
And they listen and they forget.
佢哋所享受就係享受聽神嘅道。
And what they enjoy is to listen to God.
但可能從來冇意思要去遵從神嘅話語。
But they don't have this earnestness to do God's word.
請問佢哋係咪真係基督徒咧
？So the question is, are they really Christians?
你記得耶穌基督喺馬太福音七章廿一節講過：凡稱呼我主啊主啊的人，都不能進天國；唯獨遵行我天父旨意嘅人，才能進去。
And you know that in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, Those who call me Lord and Lord will not enter into the kingdom of God unless they follow my commands.
嗱，我澄清一樣嘢，我哋唔係全講律法主義。
And here, let me repeat that we're not talking about legalism.
Yeah. 但我哋點樣去過我哋基督徒嘅生活，往往係。就係見證我哋到底有冇對主耶穌有嗰個真實嘅信心。
So our lives, our daily living, our action is a testimony where our faith in Jesus is.
今日有好多人可喺教會聽到。
And today many people sit in the church in the pews and listen to the word.
卻冇任何生命嘅見證。
But they have no action or testimony in their lives.
一個真正被重生嘅生命。
A life that is truly reborn
必然有会结出圣灵的果子
will produce spiritual fruits.
即是说降服与遵守遵行谨守神的话
That is that you would live out the commands of God's word.
嗱，換句話講，一個真正嘅基督徒一定係從內在嘅生命哦流露到外邊哦外在嘅行為嘅。
In other words, a Christian's life is an overflow of what is inside to the outside.
就好似使徒約翰喺約翰一書二章四節所講嘅，人若說我認識他，卻不遵守他的戒命，便是說謊了。
It's just like what the Apostle John has said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He says, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his command is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Here the scripture teaches us that a person who has a spirituality of God is not just a temporary feeling. It's not just a temporarily obey God. Oh, I feel the move today. Oh, I feel good today. Oh, the worship atmosphere is really good. And I feel really different today.
当然感觉很重要。
Of course, feelings are important.
一个真正有属灵生命是一生一世都降服在神的话语。
But a true spiritual life is surrender everything in the word of God.
全心全意去遵行上帝的旨意。
Wholeheartedly doing the will of God.
如果你看我耶稣基督的一生的话，
If you look at the whole life of Jesus,
我可以用一句话来总结耶稣基督的在世上的年日。
I could summarize how Jesus lived in his time.
我想就是在马太福音六章里面的主祷文，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
You could probably find it in Matthew 6, in the Lord's Prayer, he says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
意思是说，在耶稣一生里面，他整个人生的目标就是尽心尽意尽力的去行神的旨意，甚至是完成天父托付他的使命了。
That is to say that throughout Jesus' life, all he had was he wanted the will of God to be done with all his heart, all his mind and strength to fulfill the mission that God entrusted him to do.
而耶稣一生人最大的目标，
the greatest goal of Jesus,
就是成全神为罪人所预备的救赎计划了，
was to fulfill God's plan of redemption for sinners.
在这个计划当中呢，
in this plan,
耶稣必须要上十字架，
Jesus had to go on the cross,
死在十字架上，
to die on the cross,
为我们这些罪人赎罪了，
to pay for the sins of sinners.
而今天这段经文里头呢，
and through the scripture today,
雅各所教导的也是如此，
and whatJames is teaching is the same thing.
但要记得，我们不是凭着我们自己的力量去遵行上帝的旨意。
But we need to remember, we don't rely on our own strength to do the will of God.
而是唯独神的恩典。
But it is through the grace of God,
靠着圣灵的大能，
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
去实践神的话语，
to live out the word of God,
在我们日常的生活当中，
in our daily lives.
我们偶然可能会失败，
and sometimes we may fail,
或者是时常都失败。
And even we fail in
always fail.
Yeah. Well, we always fail.
Yeah. 但是我们不是落在一个律法主义里头。
But we don't live in a legalistic life.
就是说，哦，你做不到了，你死定了。
Oh, you didn't do that. You're in trouble.
但是从另一个角度来讲，我们也不可以给我们自己的藉口，不去正视我们这个问题。
So therefore, we cannot use this. Another excuse is that we need to face the question.
一方面，我们认定自己是一个蒙恩的罪人。
We need to acknowledge that we are a sinner.
我们要在这里来到主面前说，主啊，我们靠着自己是做不到的。
We need to come before God and tell the Lord, we can't do it on our own.
但另一方面，我们认清了事实。
But in the other side, we need to also see reality.
神是满有恩典的神。
That God is a God of grace.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
神是知道的。
God knows.
祂必定给我们足够恩典去遵行祂的旨意的。
He gives us enough grace to obey His will.
就是保罗，就好像保罗在罗马书七章二十四节所讲的。
And just as Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 7, verse 24.
保罗讲什么？
What did Paul say?
我真是苦啊。
He said, I'm a wretched man.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
保罗说，感谢上帝啊。
But Paul says, thanks be to God.
靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I can be delivered.
保罗说，我以内心顺服上帝的律啊。
And he says that I must serve the God with
From a heart, yeah.
I would serve the God with my mind.
Yeah.
So I will serve the Lord of God with my mind, and with my flesh I will serve
the law
of sin.
This
is the first reason, conclusion of the first reason. Now we talk about the second reason.
第二个层面，我哋同一段经文所学到嘅咧。
The second reason why we need to be doers, we learn.
我哋必要成为行道者，因为神会在我哋所行嘅事上咧赐福于我们。
Because when we become a doer of the word, God will bless us.
雅各喺一章廿五节说：，这人即不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出嚟，就在所行嘅事上咧必然得福啦。
And James in verse 125, it tells us that those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearers who forget, but a doer who acts, will be blessed in his doing.
但雅各所讲的福气指咩呢？
Then what is, but what is the blessing that James is pointing to?
在一段经文的上文里面，你要发觉就是这个福气是跟神的律法是有关系的。
In the previous section of the scripture, we see that this blessing is related to the law of God.
一章廿五节在这里去讲，唯有详细察看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人听即不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福了。
Let's repeat 125 again. Says, but those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, but no hearers who forget, but doers who act, he will be blessed in his doing.
So, 中文圣经其实翻得好好嘅。
The Chinese translation is well done.
唯有详细嘅察看啊。
That they need to
observe
eternally.
Very in detail, yeah. So, 意思话学习神嘅话语唔系随便睇下就。
In other words, that to learn the laws of God is not just to scan over it.
嗱，学习神嘅话语系需要好多嘅功夫嘅。
To understand the law of God takes a lot of work.
系一种好严谨学习嘅精神，正会改变生命嘅。
It takes you a long time to study in order to affect your life.
嗱，另外一点喺上一段嘅经文一章廿一节咧，雅各告诉我哋关于神嘅话语系救赎罪人嘅管道嘅。James tells us that you know God's word is to save us. It's a channel of saving the sinners. Yeah.
Okay.
但为点解喺点解要把焦点放喺神嘅律法上边咧？
And why is the main point pointing to the law of God?
难道行律法可以救人吗？
Can following laws give salvation?
嗱，其实雅各冇咁样讲嘅。
But in fact, James did not say that.
雅各冇讲律法可以救人啊。
James didn't say that the law can save people.
喺雅各嘅用词里头咧
，in the use of the term by James，
呢度所讲嘅律法系指神嘅话。
Here the law he refers to is the word of God.
嗱，一般希腊文 nomos 嘅字系指旧约圣经入边嘅律法啊。
And a Greek word nomos it refers to the law in the Old Testament.
即系或者你有听过希伯来文就系 Torah 啦。
And in the Greek is called Torah.
No, in
Hebrew is Torah.
嗱，但系神嘅律法其实唔系单指包含开呢个旧约嘅律法诫命，唔单止。
But the law of God is not only just the Ten Commandments.
而整体而言咧
，but in the whole,
yeah,
in whole context,
Torah 呢个神嘅律法系可以指神嘅话或者神嘅道啊。
Here the word Torah means that it's the word of God, but also means the way of God.
所以如果你睇，譬如话喺诗篇一百一十九篇四十三节咧
，For example, if you look at James, Psalms 119 verse 43,
诗人话：求你叫真理嘅话总不离开我的口。
Here the psalmist says, "Never take your word, the word of truth, from my mouth."
因我仰望你的章典。
For I put my hope in your law.
嗱，呢度嘅章典咧，就成为诗人口中能够讲出嚟真理嘅源头啦。
Here the law he is talking about, the law of God's truth.
或者话神嘅章典咧，典章一个典章咧，就系神嘅真理啦。
So the main point is here the truth of God.
所以如果你读过诗篇一百一十九篇咧，你就会知道诗篇一百一十九篇系全圣经最长嘅章节，系咪
？So if you read Psalm 119, we know that it is the longest chapter of the whole Bible.
喺诗篇一百一十九篇所讲嘅律法，唔系一般一啲嘅律法、律例、典章或者诫命咁简单嘅。
And the law spoken in Psalm 119 is not just about statutes and commands.
诗篇一百一十九篇所讲嘅律法咧，系神与人建立嘅一个关系嘅处境当中，亦都系神用嚟改变人嘅神嘅道啊。
In Psalm 19, the context of relationship is between God and man, and it's also God's way to change people's lives.
系生命之道啊。
Is the law of life.
嗱，同樣嘅雅各咧喺呢度所講嘅傳被使人自由嘅律法咧，唔係嗰啲喺神學院單單喺學術入邊研究嗰啲嘢嘅。
And here, as James talk about the perfect law, the law of liberty, is not something that is just studied in seminary or in ivory towers.
嗱，相反嘅雅各，我哋喺呢度嘅雅各所要我哋所要做嘅係要。严谨嘅思考学习圣经整个嘅救赎历史啊
！And here, contrary, James is telling us to think carefully and study the whole history of redemption in the Bible.
有关神救赎嘅恩典
，about the grace of God，
耶稣基督嘅福音
，about the gospel of Christ，
并生活要与所信嘅福音系相称嘅。
And that these life that living our life these will correlate with one another.
点解系一种福气咧？
Why is it a blessing?
因为呢个叫人得自由嘅真理咧，系就系全备嘅律法啦。
That the people are, if the people are to be set free, this is the perfect law.
点解系全备咧
？Why is it perfect?
嗱，全备可以翻作为完全。
To be perfect, it could be translated to be complete.
嗱，全备嘅道亦都系反映开神嘅圣洁。
To be complete, it will reflect upon the God's holiness.
神嘅道咧，上最高要求啦。
That this is the highest requirement of God.
全备嘅道不只能叫人得自由
，and not only does it gives freedom to those who hear.
全备嘅道系叫信徒成圣嘅管道。
But here to be complete is that they are complete in their spirituality.
藉着圣灵嘅内住，就叫我哋能够。把神嘅道活出嚟啦。
That is the Holy Spirit will give us ability to live out the Word of God。
我喺圣经入边，你知道有两个因素系叫圣徒成圣嘅。
And here there are two factors in the Bible that tells the saints how to be sanctified。
一就系圣灵。
The first is by the Spirit。
二就系神嘅话啦。
The second is by the Word of God。
两者系相辅相成嘅。
These two are related and complements one another。
息息相关嘅。
They are interrelated。
所以意思话圣灵一定系透过神嘅话喺我哋心中工作嘅。
In other words, that the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God to work in our hearts。
嗱，神嘅话必须要圣灵嘅感动，正叫我哋有生命嘅改变嘅。
The Word of God needs the Holy Spirit in order to give us motivation。To change.
So, 因此一位信徒能够藉着圣灵学习神嘅道。
So, a true believer needs the Holy Spirit to understand the Word of God.
并且把神嘅道活出嚟嘅。
And to live out God's Word.
系一种莫大嘅福分。
And this is a great blessing.
系信徒成圣嘅过程。
It is a sanctification of an individual.
可以俾我哋喺生活当中可能够活出神嘅道嘅嗰种勇气。
And this gives us the courage to live out the Word of God in our lives.
嗱，最后要用一个故事嚟作结束。
Let me conclude with this illustration.
嗱，你知道有一个苏联人，佢嘅名字系叫做 Westfalok 嘅。
And there's a Russian whose name is called Vesvolok.
Yeah, he is. Oh, you know, in Russia, a typical Russian family,
and he grew up as an atheist.
And his
parents were professors in a university. So as a child, he was taught to be an atheist. But when he was a teenager, and he started to have a lot of questions about faith. And there were many struggles. And especially about the Christian faith. When many of his communist-minded friends started to talk with him and share with him, they tell him that there is no God in this world.
But verse 4
So Vesvalod thought about it, and he wanted to debate them.
He
said, maybe there is a God.
有神都不一定啊,
you never know.
结果呢, 他就开始在图书馆里面呢, 找到一些关于基督教信仰的资料了。
So therefore, he started to go to the library to find materials on the Christian faith.
但你知道在俄罗斯的图书馆, 公共图书里面, 要找一
So if you were to look for a book about totally about Christianity in a Russian library, it's not an easy thing to do. Because the typical library is atheist.
所以所提到所謂基督教與同基督教有關的書呢,都是關於攻擊基督教的書。
So all the books that you can find in their library attack the Christian faith.
甚至諷刺聖經而寫的。
And they would even satire about the Bible.
但藉著神的恩典呢,
but through the grace of God,
去找到一套有關無神論的百科全書。
He was able to find an encyclopedia about atheism.
為什麼說是神的恩典呢?
But why would we say that this is God's grace?
因為在一套反對基督教、攻擊基督教百科全書裡面呢, 他看到很多引用聖經的經文。
Because in an encyclopedia of atheism, he found many passages of the Bible.
因為要批判聖經就要引用經文。
Because to criticize the Bible, you had to write out the Bible.
因此他就把所有經文逐字逐句抄低了。
So therefore, he took all the scriptures and he wrote them all down.
很仔細地去研究這些經文。
And he took diligence to study all these words.
而在研讀這些經文的過程當中, Vesvalod就發現到原來聖經裡面的教導和共產黨思想的教導是完全是叫做天淵之別。
And through his studies of the scripture, Vesvalod discovered that the original teaching in the Bible and the ideology of communism was a world apart. And he realized that the teaching of the Bible was very unique.
非常完美,
was it perfect?
不是一般人所能够创作出来的东西,
it's not something that an ordinary people, a person, can create or write.
結果我們看到這個人, Vesvalod就被聖經裡面的經文神的話語改變了生命。
And you see that this person, Vesvalod, was changed by the word of God.
他接受主耶穌基督成為個人救主。
He became a follower of Jesus Christ.
他真的把神的話語實踐在他的生命裡面。
He lived a Christian life.
很多人反對他,
many people rejected him.
但很勇敢地活出神的那個見證來去為基督作見證。
But he courageously lived out his life as a testimony to Christ.
他專行神的道,
he followed the word of God.
直到他今天在俄羅斯成為在這個叫什麼區啊? 西伯利亞地區就很冷的地方做傳道工作。
And he is even in Siberia, in this coldest place of the world, to do God's work.
感謝主,
we thank God that this is a blessing of God.
當我們遵守,
when we follow the word of God,
要是全備的律法了,
this is the perfect law.
因為全備的律法,
this is not something that comes from
human story, history, literature, yeah, legends, yeah. 而神嘅话语系一切生活嘅最高嘅准则。
To the word of God is the higher standard of life.
所以当喺度，当雅各指出神嘅话语系叫人得自由律法嘅时候咧
，And here was when James calls us to have freedom from the word.
雅各系要叫我哋把焦点放喺神嘅救赎大能。
Here James tells us to put our focus in the salvation grace of God.
就系能够叫我哋呢啲罪人能够从罪嘅捆绑中。
That though he calls us that as sinners and slaves that we can free by the word of God.
并且能够靠神的大能活出新的生命出来。
And through the great work of God, we can live a new life.
叫我们遵行神的道的时候，不是出于惧怕。
Then as we live a life of God, we don't live by fear.
不是只是为责任感而为只是为责任感而。
We don't do it out of a guilt.
相反是叫人得真正的自由
，but contrarily, it truly gives an individual freedom.
叫我们有用一种感恩的爱主的心来遵行他的话语
，to live a person of gratitude to live out the word of God.
所以从雅各的角度来讲真理是叫人得自由。
So therefore, from the perspective of James, he's telling us we can receive freedom.
对于雅各来讲，信徒必须要好好认识真理，并实践真理。
And to, in other words, a Christian must understand the word of God and to live out the word of God.
那才是真正的得自由。
And then truly be free.
感谢主，愿神祝福我哋。
We thank God, may God bless us.
我一齐祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为知道你所赐嘅真理唔系。我哋讲有就有
The truth that you give us is not something that we can produce.
真理系自有永有
Truth is forever eternal.
唔系我哋同意之下自由啊
It's not something that we can agree upon.
我哋感谢主，因为有雅各书一段经文
We thank you for the book of James.
我哋唔系净系口入边真系讲下相信耶稣
We don't just say that in that with our mouth that we believe in Jesus.
我哋真系需要全人嘅委身嚟遵行神嘅道
We need to dedicate our whole lives to follow your word.
但系我哋同时相信我哋系蒙恩嘅罪人，我哋唔系靠着自己嘅能力去遵行神嘅话语
And at the same time, we know we are forgiven sinners that we do not live by our own power.
我哋系靠着神嘅恩典、圣灵嘅大能嚟遵行神嘅话语。
It is by the grace of God and the holy work of the Holy Spirit that we can do so.
求神帮助我哋当中有软弱嘅。
Lord, help those who are weak.
求神帮助我哋真系能够从我哋生命当中流露出嚟圣灵嘅大能嚟遵行你嘅话语。
Let us come and show forth to the world the work of the Spirit in our heart.When we obey your word,
求神赐福呢间教会。
Lord bless the church.
求神赐福我哋所有弟兄姊妹。
Lord bless every one of our brothers and sisters.
祷告仰望奉靠主耶稣基督名。
Pray these things in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.